Hello, ladies and gentlemen, it is Red Teens here, and this is kind of not really a news story right now, but it's more of just something to say out there that I really found out and confirmed, and it is about Maroon 5. If you don't know yet about Maroon 5, he's supposed to be having some kind of halftime hip-hop kneeling show. So, just for saying, I'm not gonna watch the halftime show. I've barely ever watched the halftime show, only if I've ever been able to confirm that there's gonna be no any complete political bullcrap like that. I'm sorry, but I've been using a little bit more, I think, but it really is. I don't want to sit there, watch a bunch of people say, "Hooray for Colin Kaepernick, guys. Let's destroy America," because guess what? We don't care about our own country. That is really what they're saying. They're saying that we don't care about the country, and they're just transitioning that. And this is why Trump has attacked Colin Kaepernick for so much, and then Colin Kaepernick acts like the victim and says, "Trump's just being a racist to me. I'm kneeling down because it's the resistance." When in real life, it's just him being a little baby for saying when he's not good. Because Colin Kaepernick started doing this when he was just losing. And I think also that I've heard that he started also doing this when, in fact, I think, I'm not going to say confirmed, but I did start to get more into the news or something like that when he did this. I was, in fact, this is a fact who's out here. I was actually watching the game when he first kneeled down. Or actually, no, it was sap. And I was disgusted. I was disgusted beyond belief. And I said, "Colin Kaepernick, get out. Just don't even play. Just get out." And then he still played, but he still did terrible. But that was like against the San Francisco 49ers about 2 seasons ago or something like that. And so once again, the more point of this is just saying, you can watch it if you want. For the music, yeah, I might watch it for just that. But for anything else, like halftime kneeling, no, I'm gonna just switch it off and probably talk to some of my friends on like my Discord and like that. But this has just really been an update on the Maroon 5 incident. I've also heard that I think Norham is still being heavily pressured. There's not been much updates other than he is still refusing and that he's just receiving such heavy pressure from the public that it's astonishing that he even is in office. But this is just more of a news update. So I thank you for listening. And as I said, it's your choice if you want to watch the halftime show. I'm not going to, just because of that one part. But once again, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your Sunday and a great Monday in the future.